You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria has reported 1,903 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases and 7 deaths as Melbourne prepares for an early exit from its long-running 6th lockdown. Victoria is also poised to scrap hotel quarantine for international travellers fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But Premier Daniel Andrews says the state will not follow New South Wales in abolishing all quarantine requirements for double-dosed international arrivals from November the 1st. From 11:59pm on Thursday, all restrictions for leaving home will be lifted, along with the city's nightly curfew, as lockdown ends 5 days earlier than previously planned, after the state reached its 70% double-dose vaccination target. Minister for Small Business, Jala Palford, says it's a great moment for Victorians after reaching the vaccination target.
So it's an exciting time. It's a challenging transition, of course, but we have, you know, we have had such a significant moment yesterday. I'm sure phones were ringing off the hook in cafes and pubs and restaurants and hair and beauty salons all over the state and any number of other places as people are arranging to see their loved ones and to get back to doing some of those things that we've so desperately missed.
And local cases continue to track downwards in New South Wales as children return to school today. Students in Year 12 and 1, as well as kindergarten kids, return to the classroom ahead of other grades who will return next week. Gabriella from St Mark's Coptic Orthodox College says it feels unfamiliar being back in the classroom.
I feel a bit nervous because I haven't been to school in a long time, and also I'm not used to it because I'm working in my mum's room, so I'm used to being with my mum when I'm working.
And New South Wales reported 265 new locally acquired cases and 5 deaths, 4 women and 1 man, in the 24 hours to 8pm on Sunday, as a swathe of restrictions eased for fully vaccinated adults. After announcing last week the scrapping of hotel quarantine for fully vaccinated international arrivals from next month, the Premier said New South Wales was leading the nation out of the pandemic. But despite enthusiasm across the state over eased restrictions, Premier Dominic Perrottet cautions there'll be a jump in cases as restrictions ease.
We would think in the next couple of weeks that as mobility increases across the state, as restrictions are lifted, case numbers will increase. And that will be a challenge. That will be a challenge for our state, but our health system is very strong. Obviously, we would expect hospitalisations to increase as well. But that's why we need everybody to keep looking after each other. This is not over. There's a long journey to go. We need to open up the state. We are doing so in a safe way, but that will naturally lead to an increase in case numbers over time.
And fully vaccinated Australians will be able to travel into Queensland without quarantining in December. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says an 80% double dose vaccination coverage is expected to be achieved by December the 17th. A 70% double dose target is expected to be reached by November the 19th. Ms. Palaszczuk says the dates may be moved forward if vaccination rates increase in the state.
Keep getting vaccinated, we'll be able to welcome family and friends from interstate hotspots in a little over a month who are fully vaccinated. And a month after that, in December, they'll be able to come without having to quarantine in time for Christmas, but they too will need to be fully vaccinated. And I think Queenslanders would acknowledge that that is a sensible and cautious approach to ensure that families can be reunited, but the people coming into Queensland will have to be fully vaccinated.
And Tasmanians will exit the COVID-19 lockdown enforced in the state's south on Monday. The 72-hour stay-at-home order took effect on Friday evening, but the state says after 1,400 tests on Sunday, the situation is stable. Premier Peter Gutwin says although the lockdown is ending tonight, some restrictions will remain in place, such as mask wearing.
There will be a need to wear masks until 6pm on Friday. It will be reviewed on Friday morning and we'll provide further update then. But I think, and importantly, public health are of the view that we need to take that extra precaution.
And asylum seekers in Melbourne's Park Hotel say they're concerned after three detainees tested positive to COVID-19. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre says the conditions at the alternative place of detention make it impossible to remain safe. The ASRC Director of Advocacy and Campaigns, Yana Favaro, says crowded conditions, hygiene issues and low vaccination numbers are increasing the risk. The Australian Border Force says detainees have been placed into quarantine and COVID-19 protocols are in place to contain the outbreak. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.